Che idea,
fare 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 idea,
I say, oh, it doesn't bother me to let you go. Just basically play a little more music. You know, that's just the way I think. I think in no negative terms at all, because it takes a whole lot of space in your mind. And so, you know, there's much more room to think other good ways, you know.
Philosophy of music. What effect do you want to have on
your
audience?
Well, you see, personal philosophy, my personal one is that's part of my life. You know, it's just a part of me, the music itself. And the effect I like to have for it on the audience is maybe in a hypnotic state, if not an awakening state, you know. All philosophy, our music is most of it in a very hazy form because it's still progressing. It's just like a little baby. It hasn't even reached the stage that I call for it to walk by itself.
In your opinion, what is the best possible and desirable situation to bring this form about?
Sometimes when there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of riots and so forth, that's still going to happen in the States, you know, and anywhere else for that matter. So therefore, in the hottest parts of the country, they should allow these groups to play in an outdoor way. You know, I know that sounds suicidal, but it's not at all. Matter of fact, it's the best way to do anything. It's a great, well, only special groups, like certain groups, because there's a lot of groups that are trying to, like I said before, keep harmony with these people. So they either give them good time music or loud music so they can release their frustrations and so forth. Standing like next, you know, like black and white standing next to each other with hammers getting ready to hit each other. This music has a way, it's a universal language anyway. So it's respected properly, would have a way to reach these people at the same time. And like, it's a thing like, I think it should be brought outside, almost like an evangelist, you know, a gathering like that. The other music should stay in the clubs. And, you know, all the pretentious people in the music, you know, they should just stay in a pretentious bag, like just in clubs and cabarets and all that. You see, there's a lot of elderly people want to know about what's happening in the new music today, too. They want to know why people play so loud. You know, they want to know this and want to know that. What's the best thing for them to do is come and hear certain groups. There's only certain groups that are trying to get across a harmony message anyway. We're one of them.